Spencer Chase here at the 85th National FFA Convention, talking with Javier Moreno, a former national president, as well as the first national president from the Puerto Rico FFA Association. And this year, National FFA is celebrating Hispanic heritage. And Javier, you certainly played a very interesting and intricate role in that. And just kind of how, during your time around the organization, how have you seen the Hispanic heritage and pride within this organization change?
Well, you know, it's interesting you asked that question, because the Latino community has always been a vital part of American agriculture and of FFA in particular. Of course, when you look at states like California, when you look at states like Texas and other states that also have a high population of Latinos, we've got plenty of FFA members within the organizations who self-identify as being of Hispanic heritage. And so about 16-17% of our membership is of Hispanic origin. And I think for me, to be back almost 10 years after my year of service as national president, and to see my organization that I hold so dear, I mean, and close to my heart, honor the contributions of my community, or what we call my familia, right, my family, it's just inspiring. And it's a true testament to how inclusive FFA is, and the fact that it's the type of organization that's the perfect environment for anyone to succeed.
And, you know, something that was mentioned in a video presentation played for the Somos FFA, We Are FFA presentation during session today, was something that kind of stuck out for me. Was they said that a member didn't really want to tell his parents about joining FFA because of the agricultural heritage that FFA had. And something that, you know, agriculture is sometimes thought of as medial labor within the Hispanic community. I mean, what role do you think FFA has in maybe changing that to a more positive image?
Yeah, unfortunately, because of the history that's there when it comes to the agricultural industry and the way in which many Latinos or Hispanics came to this country to work on the fields, a lot of parents, especially older generations, didn't really see or understand the promise that agriculture holds for any young man or young woman in this country. And so many times you will find young men and women who are either scared to tell, you know, their parents about their involvement in FFA, or even would not even consider the idea of having a career in agriculture. But it's because of that, because their parents, of course, the experience that they've had with agriculture is not necessarily the one that they want for their children. And so over time, we have seen how FFA is playing a key role in educating our families so that they understand that agriculture has a lot of promise, that you can have a high earning job within the industry, and that there's really no other industry that has the kind of connections with the earth that agriculture has, right? It brings us back to the basics. I mean, we all need to eat, and I can think of no other industry that provides the type of rewarding work that agriculture provides for our young men and women.
Now, the Hispanic community, much like many other cultures, places a great deal of pride on tradition and heritage. And do you think we're going to see, you know, the National FFA organization be brought into a part of a lot of families' tradition and heritages, and just kind of make it a stronger Hispanic population within the organization?
Well, the funny thing is, when you look at the Hispanic community and when you look at FFA, there are so many similarities in between, in terms of our core values. And I think that's what attracted me to FFA, the fact that I grew up in Puerto Rico knowing that family came first, and that I had to get, you know, work hard to get ahead, and that being ethical and being a good person was just part of what you're expected to do. And so, you know, joining FFA and understanding that we're encouraged every time that we meet, we are encouraged to practice brotherhood and to look out for each other and to support each other. When you see those values and the fact that they are so similar, then you understand that absolutely, as the U.S. Hispanic population continues to grow, we have about 55 million Hispanics in the country right now. It's about 16% of the entire population. And estimates show that those numbers will continue to grow. And not so much by immigration, but rather by Hispanics being born here in the U.S. And so as we see the demographics of America change. My hope and my belief is that FFA will continue to also evolve and to be even more inclusive of Latino students, because I believe that our organization needs to reflect the communities where we live and work. And so I am confident that our organization, it continues to be headed in the right direction, and that because of those values that you mentioned, absolutely, there will be more and more Latinos in FFA.
That's Javier Moreno, past national president as well as the first national president from the Puerto Rico FFA Association at the 85th National FFA Convention. I'm Spencer Chase.